So we were talking over here about we spoke about the whole idea of Bilo or not Bilo. That's what we spoke about last, but we're going to move on from that right now. We spoke about the idea of if a person has to figure out how to determine something, and he's going to have all different types of years or whatever it might be. Can you just mix it all together and then be turned from one to the other? It's actually a machloikas whether we can do that. Now, when it comes to liquids, it seems like it's accepted practice. You can do that. When it comes to solids, it's a machloikas. Reb Shimon Shazuri says you could do that, called yesh bila, mix it up. The Chacham said you can't do it, but it appears that Shmuel holds it doesn't bother him that you can't do that because he holds anyway the din of Meiser actually comes earlier. According to him, the din of Meiser is Achar Gemar Pri, and therefore it's not problematic. Okay, now we're going to move on and we're going to discuss, as we mentioned, there are certain things that go Basar Lakita and other things that go Basar Chanata. I'm going to explain it to you, I think, in a way that makes sense. Trees, fruits of a tree, go basar chanata. Chanata is earlier than lakita. Lakita is after it's actually picked. Chanata is when it bloomed. Now, trees have a stronger nutrient source because when you're on a tree, the tree itself has a reservoir, a reserve of nutrients. So, for example, let's say you don't water a tree. The tree has so much nutrients, it's strong, it can last for longer than a vegetable. A vegetable, if you don't water it, it'll wither and die within a couple of days. So a tree, once you bloom on a tree, you're good. And that fruit is basically going to be finished because it's already reached an advanced enough stage that now we don't need any more water, we don't need to take care of it, we don't need nothing. That's a tree. As opposed to a vegetable, if it has only bloomed, which is small, it hasn't yet like fully developed, then it still needs a lot of water in order to be able to mature. It doesn't have a base. It doesn't have the strong roots that a tree has. So we understand conceptually the difference between a tree and regular vegetables. But where is the makar for that? This is where we're up to. Randaf Yudalad Amid Aleph. We're around 12 lines down. The word Tanya, the first word on the line is Kamash. I'm up to where Tanya Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer. Tanya Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer. That you dalet am an alf. The aspecha migarnecha miikvecha. This seems to be an asmachta, but we're going to try to learn out how we see how we learn it. When you gather from your garden and from your yekiv, and it's something we're taking from the garden and yekiv, there's a takeaway. You're not gathering in your garden, your Yaakov, you're gathering from your garden, your Yaakov. It's a takeaway. My garden, the Yaakov, miuchadim. What's unique about a garden, Yaakov? Shegdelim al mei shana she'avra. They grow on the water of the past year. Umis asum l'shana she'avra. And therefore, you take off mice from the past year. I've called shegdelim al mei shana she'avra. Asum l'shana she'avra. Anything that grows on last year's water takes off mice last. Yatsu Yeraka Shigdelam Ame Shana Haba. Misasana Shana Haba. Now Yerakas, last year's water is not enough. Because as we mentioned, vegetables need constant water because they need constant nutrients. They don't have a base. As opposed to a tree, once the tree gets enough water, once it rained last year, there's enough water in the tree. There's enough strength in the tree. There's enough nutrients in the tree. That last year's water is ginuk, it's enough for the tree. So therefore, trees are similar to Geirin and Yekev, that they're all last year's water. So that's fruits, as opposed to vegetables, is going to be this year's water, this year's. Rabbi Kiva learns the pasuk a little different. Of course, Shigdem al Roiv Mai Misas Shavra Yatsu Yaka Shigdem al Kol Mai Misas Nishana Habba. So he comes along. This is a very similar type of thing. Rabbi Kiva says, listen, what's unique about trees or Garin and Yekev is that they don't need a person to supplement with other waters. rainwater is enough. That's what we call roiv maim. They have enough water ready from the rain. Again, because it doesn't need a steady flow of water. You get enough water in there, and now the tree can preserve through the roots, through the base of the tree. So rainwater every once in a while is fine for a tree, as opposed to a vegetable. Vegetables have to be watered. So that means they're dealing with alcohol mine. They need rainwater, and they need also artificial, it's not artificial water, but artificial irrigation. That's kol mayim. They are going to have maaser on the Shana Haba. So however you learn the drasha, you're coming out with the same conclusion, bottom line. The drasha is either that we're saying, oh, there's a difference between trees and vegetables, that trees only use last year's water, or that's the first pshat that we said, Rabbi Yisrael Gulli's pshat. Or Rabbi Kiva is saying, the difference between trees and vegetables, that trees only need rainwater, it's roiv mayim. Either way, we're saying that that's why trees are misasul l'shana she'avra, which means they go after chanata, and the fruits go l'shana haba after lakita. So the Gemara asks, may binayu? So then what's the difference b'chlal? Tomatoes, potatoes, this way, that way, they're basically coming out with the same bottom line. The bottom line is the difference between fruits and vegetables. So the Gemara asks, "May binayu? What difference does it make?" Now, there is such a concept called mashmois darshan ikabinai, which means there's really no difference between the two of them. But that is a last ditch answer. We'd rather have a different answer. We'd rather find a real significant binayu. We'll pull hamitzri ikabinayu. Specific types of vegetables. Betzela masrisim means those, you know, those mini onions. I'm sure you've seen them. Sometimes they serve them at like fancy weddings. They have these teeny little onions. And also pula mitzri. That's the difference. Why? What's unique about them? The Tanan, betzela masrisim pula mitzri, shemona mehem mayim shloshim yoim, lefnei Rosh Hashanah. These two things, so even though the vegetables, they like to hold them back from getting water even 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, which means that they don't, even while they're still in the ground, they try to deprive them of water. We actually want them to be a little dehydrated. I'm sorry, Nate's pretty early. And we want them to be a little bit dehydrated because we want them to be more firm. And if there's less liquid in them, they get more firm. So therefore, it was the normal thing to do to deprive them of water 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Then Miss Asel
Rabbi, we can't hear you. Rebbe, we cannot hear you. Hello. Are you on mute?
Does not look like he's on mute.
It looks like he muted everybody. Well, now it looks frozen.
Maybe we should try to go out and come back in.
No, it's no. Something on the
settings.
Yeah.
Maybe we should try to go out and come back in. Start it over again.
We could.
Looks like he went. Should we all try to go out and come back in? Oh, he's touching something. Maybe we should all try to go out and come back in.
You wanna text him?
I tried it. It didn't work for me.
I'm gonna type it.
I think it's something with his phone.
Oh, now he's muted for sure. Oh, unmute. Connecting to audio. Try now. Nope. I say we try to go out and come back in.
Oh, is his Bluetooth on, maybe? Is your Bluetooth on? Is it, you know what I'm saying? Does the Rebbe have a Bluetooth piece?
Any luck?
Does the Rebbe have a Bluetooth piece? Maybe it's automatically connecting to Bluetooth.
Oh, that could be.
You want to ask?
If you can hear us, do you maybe have iPods that it's connecting to automatically?
That's what must have been happening.
Ah, I got it.
Hello. I don't know whose iPods are, where they are, but there's someone's. It happened. Yeah. I tried to see whatever. Sorry about that. One from our sponsor. Those were Bose. I don't know whose they are or where they are, but they're here somewhere. Yes.
Right. To get off of that, you could just undo like your Bluetooth symbol. And then...
I did it. I did all that stuff, and I got stuck in there. So then I just I exited and got back in.
Okay. I think we, by the way, we lost you by Tanan B'Tzalam Hasris and Palamitsu Shemana Mehem Mayim Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah.
Oh man.
That's where we're at.
I'm on already Daf Tesvav and Aleph, so I catch up by tomorrow, and that's it. Okay, Ditanan, here we go, Ditanan. Bitsolim has Sarisim, I'm sorry about that. I'll try to make it a little shorter. The Bitsolim has Sarisim are like small onions. You ever saw those small onions maybe serve at like a wedding? These teeny little baby onions, so they put them in a roast. And Fula Mitzri is Egyptian beans. It was normal for them to withhold water from them 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. The reason they did that is they wanted to dafka deprive it of water. They wanted to make it more compact. And when it has too much liquid in it, so it's too soft, they wanted it firm. So therefore, it was normal to actually not give it water, even though it's a vegetable, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So now, let's go back. If you were going to say that the pshat is that they use rainwater and regular water, well, they definitely do. Up until 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, they use rainwater and regular water. But if you're going to say it's because it also gets water from the new year, it doesn't. So that's going to be a big nafkmina. There's going to be certain vegetables, unique vegetables, which we do not give water in the new year. For example, B'Tzalim, Sarisim, Pulam, Mitzri, Shamanim, Mayim, Shloshim, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Mis Asrim, Lisha, Avar. They're going to get Meiser on the past year because there's no water in this year. Mutar, Mishvias, Vim, Lav, Asrim, Mishvias, Mis Asrim, Lisha, Avar. This would be a classic nafkamina between Rabbi Yossi HaGlili and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili's understanding, the way that he learned out from this drasha, when he says that it's a question of the water from the new year or the old year, so this is all old year water. If it's a question of whether or not it uses only rainwater, exclusive rainwater, or also it uses the water that we would give it, then this uses both waters. That would be a nafkamina between the two drashas. Says the Gemara Vaita, I'd like to continue. The Gemara says, Be'achad b'shvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilon. My taima. Why is it Rosh Hashanah le'ilan? Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yoshia says, Hayov yatsu roiv gishmei shana. Because most of the rainwater is already done by Echad B'Shvat. V'adayin rov tkufa mibachutz. And also, the most of the winter is still not, has not yet arrived. Still outside. So that last line seems to be strange. If that, that would be anything, a reason to say the other way. My Kamar, what in the world is he saying, that last line? Achi Kamar. Af al pi sheroiv tkufa mibachutz. Even though most of the winter has not yet arrived, it doesn't mean to say because of the first thing, rather in spite of the fact that there's still the winter, most of the winter is still yet not yet arrived, and therefore I might have thought, oh, maybe you should wait till Adar or something like that. No, being that Rav Gishmei Shana has already passed, therefore you can already consider Rosh Hashanah for Ilan. Tan Rabbanan, Ma'aseh Rabbi Akiva, Shelikat Esrog Ve'Echad B'Shvat. He took off and he picked an esrog on the first day of Shavuot. V'nog b'shnei isurim, and he was like two meisers. One is echad. So Gemara is assuming echad k'dibre beishayim and echad k'dibre beisilal. Remember, beisilal holds it's two b'shvat. So it was already echad b'shvat. So is that the new year, or if it's two b'shvat, it's going to be the old year? So he was basically machmer beishame beishil. The Gemara is going to ask, how could you do that? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, no, you got the story wrong. Lo minig beishame, minig beishil, no agba. That wasn't his suffix. Elo minig Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, no agba. He had a different suffix. The suffix of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Gamliel. What does that mean? The Tanan says in a Mishnah, Esrog. Esrog is a unique type of fruit. You're right, it's a fruit. You're right, it's a tree. Therefore, we would, I guess, if it's a tree, it's going to go basur chanata. However, the esrog tree is unique. Esrog needs lots of water. So therefore, as far as the drushes are concerned, it might talk be different. So therefore, it says in the Mishnah, esrog shavu le'ilon, it's similar to a tree in three ways. And to a yerek b'derech echad, shavu le'ilon, the gimel drachim la'or la'ravai l'shvias. Rabbi Gamliel says esrog, it depends on when you pick the esrog, not when it blossoms. Rabbi Lazar says, no, esrog is chanata, like all the trees. So it's going to depend when you pick, and it depends when you blossom, according to this. So we have two pshatim, and why it was that over here we have this story, amazing story by Rabbi Akiva, that he took off two meisers, even though he's only chayav one. Let's say it was meiser ani, meiser sheni, because it seems like he wasn't sure. According to the first interpretation, he wasn't sure about pasuk like beishayim beishil, or maybe he was sure, he just decided to be machmir. Right? And the other interpretation was saying, no, not new beishayim beishil. He wasn't sure whether about shas lakita or the shas chanata, because that's a machloikus Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. But now the Gemara just asks, so me Adina Kitre.
Quick question, Rabbi. Quick question.
Yo. Oh.
So I actually remember this is, I believe, a Mishnah that's not as a Mishnah in Sukkah, but I was wondering why did the Gemara say Ikud being Nayu by when it said when it gave the chilek between Rabbi Yosef Lili and Rabbi Akiva, why don't we use Esrog? And say that, I mean, can't you say that this is a nafkamina between these two shitas? If you say roiv hamayim, meaning if you say that it's the lashana shavar, or it's roiv hamayim. I'm sorry, is that what he says? Roiv hamayim. Can't you say that's a nafkamina in how you learn esrog?
In other words, what esrog's din would be? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, meaning Rav Gamliel has to hold like one of the two shitas. He can't hold like both of them, and that would be a nafkamina. No, we would assume that the machlokes here is the etzem the machlokes of what how you learn.
You're assuming. I don't know if you're right. I just don't know if your assumption is right. It's a nice thought. I'm not positive it's right.
Uh-huh. You're saying Rav Gamliel could hold like both of them?
Maybe. I don't know how. I'm not sure how it works. One thing's for sure: an esrog does get water from. We water an esrog tree. It doesn't just use rainwater, I believe. Question is, do we water it also through the year? I don't know. It's definitely a good observation you're making, Yoni. It's a heads up. But I don't know, you know, I'm not sure that it's 100% accurate. So it's something to consider. Let's just finish up over here because I want to make it a day. The Gemara asks, can a person really do that? Can a person like, do we do such a thing? We have dina trei chumri, v'atanya. We have a price that says lo ayilam alochik dibre beis hillel. We passing like beis hillel. Barut zalas dibre beis shammai oise. If you want to be a beis shammai, you do it. Dibre beis hillel oise. You want to be a beis hillel, do it. Mikule beis shammai, mikule beis hillel. Whoa, 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 whoa. You want to take the coolest of beis hillel, coolest beis shammai. Rosho. Mechumri beis shammai, mechumri beis hillel. All because nemer achsil bechoyshech hayleich. The fool goes in darkness. What are you doing? Taking chumras from him and chumras from him. Elike beis shamai, mikulei mechumreim. If you want to go like beis shamai, take beis shamai's kulas and his chumras. Elike beis hill, mikulei mechumreim. And if you want to go like beis hill, take his kulas and his chumras. So what's going on over here? He's doing like beis shamai and beis hillel. As the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, Gemara istapek lei velo yada, I beis hillel bechon b'shvat, I betes b'shvat. Really, Rabbi Kiva wanted to go all like Beis Hillel. He just wasn't sure what Beis Hillel said. Remember, they didn't have texts in that time. They didn't have anything written down. So he remembers Beis Hillel holds something about Shvat. You don't remember if it was Echad B'Shvat or Tu B'Shvat. We know because we have a Mishnah. We have it written down and we have an art scroll. Helps us even more. But he didn't have that. So he was only being Machmir, not because he wanted to be Machmir like Beis Shammai, but he wasn't sure exactly what Beis Hillel's Shita was. So to be Machmir Misafek, I'm not knowing what the Shita is, that's okay. Okay, my friends, we did pretty good. We're going to do more, Beis Hashem, hopefully. Tomorrow, looking forward to continue learning with you. Make it a great day.